This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. It's a pleasure today to be joined with Zev Neuwirth, who's the Senior Medical Director of Population Health at Atrium Health. He's also the author of a recent book, Reframing Healthcare, and he's the host of a magnificent podcast series called Creating a New Healthcare. Zev, let me start with asking you to tell us why you wrote the book, what's your mission with the book, and what are you trying to do with your podcast series as well? What's the purpose in all this?
Well, first of all, Scott, thanks for having me on your podcast. It's a pleasure. I am such a huge fan of everything that you do. So just wanted to say that. You know, it's this. You know, I have this podcast. I've had it for over a year and a half, and it's called Creating New Healthcare, as you said. And I just came out with a book called Reframing Healthcare. The overarching mission, I would say, and this has been true from the beginning of my career, has really been to be a catalyst for humanizing healthcare. You know, from the beginning of my career, I've been in what actually Reid Hoffman has a great phrase. He calls it frustrated awe. Reid Hoffman is the founder of LinkedIn and a serial entrepreneur. And I literally, for the past 30 years in healthcare, have been in awe of the field of medicine and what healthcare can do. And I've also been profoundly frustrated with it from the beginning, literally from the first moments I stepped foot into the hospital as a medical student, and then a resident internal medicine, and then as an attending, and then spanning over, you know, well over two decades. And the frustration is largely around how people get treated in healthcare. And I mean everyone. I'm talking about patients, their family members, as well as providers. The issue is one of, you know, a lack of respect, a lack of empathy. The system itself is fundamentally flawed. I think most would agree with that. And so my overarching mission really is to be a part of whatever movement I can to transform healthcare into a system that is respectful, that is seamless, that is safe, that is accessible, affordable, effective. And I think from my perspective, that affords people, everyone within the system, the dignity they deserve, especially in those moments when they've had some sort of medical event or clinical event, some sort of trauma, or they're dealing with a life and death situation. And so that's really the story. It's as simple and as straightforward as that.
And let me ask you a follow-up question. First, I love the phrase, I don't know if I've got it right.
Yeah, frustrated awe.
I think that's a fascinating phrase, and it's so much about, it applies so well to so many things that we see in life and in business and in healthcare. What are you suggesting we do in the book? What is the book about?
Yeah. So, you know, I've been in healthcare, like I said, for almost 30 years, and have been very much involved in care redesign at various levels, policy at various levels, payment reform at different levels. And I think what I've seen, I would sort of sum it up this way. We've been trying to throw one thing at another at the healthcare system, and it could be anything from, you know, reorganization to payment reform to compensation to process improvements, Six Sigma, electronic medical records. Now we're into the digital age and with chatbots and artificial intelligence. And every, you know, two or three years, some magic bullet comes along, and we're hoping, right? We're praying this is going to be the thing that actually fixes healthcare. And after nearly 30 years, I've realized there isn't a fix that, and I think others have come to this realization, that we cannot fix healthcare. We actually have to disrupt healthcare, and we have to transform healthcare. And I think, you know, even in modern healthcare this past year, you know, that word disruption came up a lot. In fact, the second place winning, there were 12 CEOs of some of the best healthcare provider groups and organizations in the country, and they were called the 12 disruptors. And so it really tells you that that's what we need to do. And so what I've done is I've literally spent, I would say, the last decade really observing people who are at the cutting edge, those leaders, those entrepreneurs, those innovators that are really creating transformational change, and trying to distill down what it is that they've been doing. And so I've come up with a what I call a reframe roadmap. It's literally a seven-step process or a series of seven steps. And it's really about reorienting our thinking, redesigning healthcare, and reorganizing it. And I think it's the thing we need to do. It's a roadmap. It's a guideline. It is a comprehensive, scalable, replicable, step-by-step guide to really disrupting and transforming healthcare to be what we discussed a minute ago, which is really to be much more effective and much more humanistic. The focus of my book and is not about critiquing or analyzing healthcare, although there's some critique and some analysis in there. It's not about what's wrong with healthcare, because there's enough out there that shows us, right? And I harped on it just as well. There's the evidence is there. What this book is really about is how to transform it in a positive and humanistic way. And to that end, I think the target audience, my target audience for the book, because this is, again, it's a roadmap. It's not a hypothesis. I've derived this from literally a decade of empiric evidence. So this is already, by the way, this is already happening. So I'm not making it up. I'm just discerning and distilling what I see happening out there. So from my perspective, it's proven. What I'm trying to do is really make this codified system, these sets of steps, known, and particularly known to the people who can actually take it and deploy it and implement it today. And so I'm really targeting CEOs of major healthcare organizations, whether it be hospitals or provider groups or insurance companies or even employers or policy people or politicians, people who could literally take this roadmap, take this guideline, and begin to work with their teams and their senior leadership teams and their organizations, and begin to take their organizations and the system down this roadmap. Some are already doing it, but if more of us could do it and follow it, I think we really would be at that tipping point of positive transformation in the system.
And let me ask you a facetious question. You had mentioned CEOs of health systems, insurance companies, employers, and politicians. Do you have a preference if Donald Trump or Nancy Pelosi reads it, or does it matter?
I'm not going to touch that. I don't see this as a political issue. I think it's really a fundamental public health issue, and I think it's a fundamental economic issue for this country. The cost of healthcare, and we could go into these statistics, but the cost of healthcare are beyond unsustainable. They're actually already degrading our society and our economy. They're harming our children. And I'm just talking about the cost, not even the clinical impact, but just the cost.
Every week, every month, there's a different article or podcast, or there's a different book or theory on fixing healthcare. What makes this book different, in your opinion, from some of these others?
Yeah, I think, first of all, it's not a fix so much as it's really a complete reorientation of healthcare. And what makes it different is, if you look at transformation in other industries and in other parts of our society, the transformations usually come about because someone has brought in an idea from outside of the entity, outside of the industry. You know, it's that classic phrase that Einstein, right, was quoted, you know, you can't solve the problem with the same thinking that created it. And so what's different about this is I've actually gone outside the field, and the thesis of the book and the thesis of the Reframe Roadmap, the major reframe, is actually what I'm calling a marketing mindset. So I've really taken the fundamental principles of marketing, and I'm not talking about marketing in terms of PR or sales, and I'm not talking about marketing healthcare delivery. I'm talking about the essence of marketing. Every other industry that is successful and successful in transforming itself adheres to these principles. And so I've taken those principles and I've adapted them into healthcare. And that's fundamentally what the book is about. I spend time talking about branding. I talk about redesigning, about reorganizing. I talk about the fundamental principles of segmentation, which is so lacking in healthcare delivery. I talk about the fundamental consumerist principle that you have to actually design things and organize things from the perspective of your customer, not from your perspective, because that just won't work. It's not relevant. It's not meaningful. And it's not the right thing to do. So from, you know, for your customers. And so that fundamentally is what is profoundly different. It is literally rethinking healthcare from a consumerist marketing mindset. And quite frankly, no one is talking this language. It's in the book, and I explain it there. The other thing that I think is different about this book is that, and the approach, is that it is a comprehensive approach. It's not just about payment form, or not just about a clinical redesign, or not just about digital. Those are all tools, and they're important, critically important. This is really an overarching, comprehensive, and I believe scalable approach to really disrupting, reorienting, and transforming healthcare for the better.
What do you hope will happen if people read this book and implement what you suggested? What's your hope for this book?
Thanks for asking that question. That's really important, because the book is called Reframing Healthcare, a Roadmap for Creating Disruptive Change. But I left out a part of the title, which actually is, it's about humanizing healthcare. So I think the first thing that I'm hoping for, and that will happen if more of us follow this Reframe roadmap, is that the first thing is that healthcare will be much more humanized and respectful, empathetic, dignified, meaningful, relevant, all that. The second is that value in healthcare. There's so much profound good value in healthcare, in the providers of healthcare, in the system, in the organizations, in the technology. Value is currently being locked up in our system. And so the second thing we're going to see is the liberation of that value for the benefit of everyone. And that will include even cost effectiveness and savings on that account. And then the third thing is, quite honestly and most directly, it's going to save lives. And again, we could go through the stats of the current system and the opportunities that we have for improving upon that. But it's really about humanizing healthcare, liberating value, and saving lives.
Thank you so much, Zev. It's a pleasure to visit with you. Just always interesting. And congratulations both on the great success of the podcast, and I know the success you'll have with your book. You're a brilliant thinker and communicator, but I know it will go well. So congratulations.
Thank you, Scott. It's really a pleasure, as always, to speak with you.
Thank you.